Blog Talk Radio. Israel. Glory, hallelujah. Blessings, saints. Hallelujah to all of you, all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah. Grace and peace to you from my Father, which is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Glory to the King. Let me know how I'm coming in your area, saints. If there are a couple of you brothers, Brother Ugly, Brother Samuel in the chat room, let me know how I'm coming in, if you can hear me at all. Let me know. Mic check. How we coming in? Mic check. Let me know how I'm coming in your area. All right, got tens. All right, appreciate it, brothers. Glory to the King. Well, greetings, Israel. May the Father bless you and grant you joy in your heart, that he will bless the labors of your hands. Hallelujah. And that the Father may bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Also that the Master will lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. We need the peace of Yah, especially in this hour. We need to guard our peace. Glory to the King. So this is Elder Donnie here on Blog Talk Radio by way of Straightway Truth. And you be your host this evening on this edition of the Brothers segment. Hallelujah. Just wanted to come on here real quickly. I know it's been a while since I've been here, on here. But I just want to talk to you about just a couple things and let you be on your way. Hallelujah. But it's always an honor. It's always a pleasure to be before Israel. It's always good to be in fellowship with the saints, with the brethren. Hallelujah. No greater place than I'd rather be. Hallelujah. There's nothing else going out there in this wicked world, especially in this day and time, with all types of perverseness, and it's just wicked out there. No other way to put it. But I'm glad to be amongst the living. Hallelujah. In the land of the living, amongst the true believers. Glory to the King of Yah. Hallelujah. Always, as I start, I like to give honor where it's due to the Most High Yah, always, because without him, where would we be? All of us would be lost. Without the sacrifices of Yeshua, him coming down and putting on flesh and taking on the sins of Israel, hallelujah, where would we be at as a people? Be lost. We really would be lost. There would be no such thing. So we give him all honor and glory for connecting us, restoring us back to our heritage, who we are in this last hour. Not only that, but he's giving us the keys to the kingdom, hallelujah, enlightening us so that we are not lonely out here alone. He sent his spirit, which is the comforter, his Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us into all truth, hallelujah. He's restoring the laws back into our hearts and minds so that we can be an obedient people, a blessed people, a powerful people in this last hour. Glory to the King, his witnesses unto his kingdom. Also, our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, just want to give honor and credit to him for all his work that he do, the work that he do in building Yah's kingdom. And he's done great things and mighty wonderful things in this hour. Also, Pastor Corey Phillips, just want to send a shout out to him as well and all that he does. And just to encourage them to keep going, keep fighting, and keep plowing. All of the leaders, all of the elders in Israel, deacons, teachers, and all heads of assemblies, and all my brothers and sisters scattered abroad, saints. Hallelujah. No higher calling than to be a saint. Glory to the King. So I bless you all, Israel. Glory to the King. I tell you, that message yesterday was very, very edifying. Very uplifting. Glory to the King. It shows how the enemy tries to come in and steal our joy and wants to keep us downtrodden and hopeless and, you know, just full of misery, full of sorrow. But that's not the promises of Yah. Hallelujah. We know that those are not the thoughts that Yah thinks of us. Those are not thoughts that bring about peace and an expected end. Those are thoughts of death and hell and destruction. Hallelujah. And we know that's of the Hasatan. Glory to the King. But I just want to encourage each and every last one of you, you know, as we, during this time, we call it the dead season. But, you know, we need to be sober year round. You know, in every season, we need to be sober and vigilant. Hallelujah. So, and not allowing, and keeping this in mind too. You know, the word tells us that they that live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. It's going to come. It's going to happen. All right. You're going to be spoken about evilly and wrongfully. You know, you're going to be persecuted. They did it to our master, Messiah. And he said that the servant is not greater than the master. So they're going to do it to you. All right. So we got to continue to be armed, fighting this fight, the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life, always keeping things in perspective, realizing what our end result is and what we're striving for. We're seeking to enter into the kingdom. We're seeking to endure until the end. We're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So let us keep that in mind when we go throughout our daily lives and as we're striving not to get so caught up in, you know, all of the, you know, things that may distract, things that are inevitable, that are sure to happen. I mean, ain't no way we're going to get away from this war. It's real. Hallelujah. And we got to constantly have the joy of Yahweh on our hearts and on our minds. As I like to from Psalms 19, 7 through 11. And today what I'll do is I'll read from a different version of the Bible, which is the ancient Eastern manuscript. So that's Psalms 19, 7 through 11. All right. And as it reads, it says, "The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is trustworthy, making wise the young men. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The reverence of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. They are more to be coveted than gold, yea, than precious stones, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and if he keep them, he shall be greatly rewarded." Glory to the King. Hallelujah. But that's a word, man, to keep us motivated and keep it in proper perspective. How important the law of Yahweh is and what the benefits of them are. So thankful that we have these instructions, that we have his essence, and, you know, we have these right rulings to guide us. Hallelujah. And we may be seen among the nations as a wise and understanding people. You know, what other nation has these laws, and what other nation has Yah so nigh unto them? Hallelujah. Except us, Israel. We need to walk in that truth and know who we are. Hallelujah. But today I just wanted to, like I said in the beginning, not be here before you long, but just talk to you just about a couple of things. Number one, I see it, you know, in Israel, especially dealing with brethren. And so when something comes up more than once, of course, speak about it. But it's something that we all have dealt with and, you know, even as a challenge for, you know, one another, but I'll be talking about unforgiveness, bitterness, and just talking about how serious this fight is. It's definitely a real fight. I tell you, it's easier said than done, the things I'll be, you know, talking about, but nonetheless, we all are charged to do them. We are charged to forgive, you know, our brother when they trespass against us. You know what I mean? And not only that, we're charged, we need to forgive ourselves as well. Hallelujah. In looking at unforgiveness, is unwilling or the ability to forgive, unwilling to let go, whether that be any type of hurt, any type of feelings, emotions, any type of offense. We must let go, saints. We have to let go. One of the reasons for a lack of deliverance or a lack of healing is because of undeliverance. If we haven't settled these things in our hearts, all right? Bitterness is a principality of the enemy. We all know it and can quote it. But Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So we all know that, right? But when we confronted or in a situation with our brother or with our sister, it's so easy to look at the flesh and want to be upset with the flesh and want to lash out according to the flesh. We are also charged to not walk after the flesh, but to walk in the spirit so that we don't even fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we got to realize, we got to make that separation, saints. Separate the person from the sin and identify it and deal with it. We don't have the liberty, saints, to, you know, walk around, you know, with any type of bitterness, with any type of resentment. You know what I mean? Because that leads to worse things. I mean, it's just it gets worse and worse as it progresses. I'm sure we all have done something to others, you know, and I know we want forgiveness. You know what I mean? We want to be forgiven for things that we've done in the past, and we don't want nobody to bring those things up. But when these things are confronted with us, we want to hold on to the hurt. We want to hold on, you know, to the different feelings and emotions and things. We refuse to release these people. We refuse to let them go. When someone violates us, we make him or her evil, along with the evil that they did. That's the reason I'm saying we need to learn how to separate the person from the evil. Like I said, like I mentioned, it's easier said than done. If we look at, I know for myself, I had a situation I was dealing with some years ago in the faith. And, you know, for a brother, for the life of me, every time I would forgive him, I would, you know, try to erase it out of my mind. It was just something else that would come up. And I'm sitting like, nah, man, not again. You know, every single time I'm trying, I'm plowing. Why is this person here? Why is this person here to torment me? You know what I mean? And everything in me just wanted them to be gone. I want them gone. I want this to be erased. You know what I mean? I didn't want to have to deal with this person. That, you know what? I had to keep forgiving them time after time after time after time. Realizing, you know what? I'm not the judge. You know, the Father said, "Vengeance is mine." I had to let it go, free myself, and let the Father deal with that. And that's what we need to do. We need to free these people. Let them out of the prison, out of your prison houses. And we need to release our brother and our sister. I'm gonna read something here from a book here. This is the More Excellent Way book. All right, and this is by Henry Wright. So he breaks it down pretty eloquently, the different stages, you know, when it starts with unforgiveness and then it goes on, you know, to resentment and so on and so on. Keep in mind that bitterness is the principality. And under it, there are different answering spirits that reinforce bitterness. Let me go ahead and read. I'll start here. It says, when the root of bitterness, when the root of bitterness gets a foothold, the first thing that happens is a record of wrongs. says in Hebrews 12:15, it says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Yah, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So we got to watch out for that. And he goes on to ask the question, how many of you are still having flashbacks about things having been done against you? This is unforgiveness. After unforgiveness gets a foothold and creates a record of wrongs, there's another dimension of the spiritual dynamics. What I'm talking about is called resentment. And resentment is a record of wrongs being fueled by feelings of holding on to it and starting to meditate or chew on it. It is amazing to me that when we have feelings of resentment, we think about it. To give an example of Aunt Sally, you might think about it in your mind, but why is it that you feel it in your heart? Why is it that you think about Aunt Sally, for instance, in your mind, but you feel it in your heart? It is because your mind is where your soul is, and your soul is where your heart is. You are a spirit being. You have a soul, and you live in a body. He goes on to say that resentment is a spiritual problem, not a psychological problem. Bitterness, unforgiveness, and resentment are spiritual problems, not psychological problems. All right, I'm going to skip down. The next step is retaliation. After resentment gets a foothold, then we have retaliation. He says, I saw a bumper sticker that the other day that says, I don't forgive, I just get even. Maybe you saw it too. But after resentment has started to simmer, we find ways to get back at the person who caused it. Retaliation wants to make the person pay, and it's time to get even. And then after that, we have anger. After retaliation gets a foothold, then anger starts to set in. Unforgiveness, resentment, and retaliation have been building, and now a real strong feeling of anger comes along. And he goes on to ask the question, has anyone ever experienced anger towards someone in your lifetime? Did all this other stuff come with it too? And that's a serious question too, because it's like a progression. Like, it's like, you know, once you don't deal with one thing, then you have another thing that sets in, another spirit. And it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse until you get to the end, which is murder. But we fail to deal with these things because we want to hold on, you know what I mean? We want to just keep the person in prison. We want to continue to remember what they did. You know, we want to make things like, you know what, I keep forgiving, but they keep hurting, they keep doing the same. Well, aren't you charged to continue? How many times are you supposed to forgive? You have to continue to forgive. A lot of times we don't want to do, you know what, we want this thing that we think this thing is just going to be easy. Like, it's just going to be set out in front of us. All right, y'all, I have this plan in my mind. I want to enter into the kingdom. I don't want to have to go through nothing, no trials and tribulations, nothing. I just want to make it in. I don't want to be tested. I don't want to be proven, and I don't want to be tried. But it don't happen that way whatsoever. The next step after that is hatred. After anger sets in, there comes hatred. And listen to this. Hatred says this, because I am remembering what you did to me, because I have really been meditating on it, and I really resent it, I'm going to get even. I'm going to get the pressure cooker going, because I'm going to add fuel to this thing. And now at this stage, you do not have any reason to exist anymore, especially in my presence. Hatred says there's not enough room on this planet for you and me at the same place at the same time. Hatred says you and I cannot stay in the same room together. It's a bad deal. After that, after hatred comes, and here comes violence. Violence says this, before I eliminate you, You are going to feel my pain. Now, hold on, I'm going to stop right there. Now, that right there, that's some wickedness. That's some extreme wickedness. You know what I mean? And I'd be a fool if I sit and say, well, this doesn't go on in Israel. No, we're sober beings. You know, we're spiritual beings. And, you know, we have self-control. We have deliverance. And, you know what I mean? We shouldn't let it will never get to this point. Not with us and the knowledge that we have in this day and time. Well, I beg to differ. Because I see it happens. It happens. We let it go too far, let too much fester, let too many spirits rise, and we go from one state to the next state getting worse and worse. But it says after hatred comes, then violence. You are going to hear my voice. You are going to know my hatred. You are going to experience it. It's a bad spot to be in. It's very dangerous. And then the final one here is murder. Once violence erupts, the final fruit of bitterness is murder. This can be actual physical murder or murder with the tongue, which is character assassination or verbal abuse. Whenever I find any of these in a person's life, all the stuff from here, the mind, to hear the heart is there. I know if we do not deal with it, it's going to go to the heart and take up residence. So what I'm giving now, right now, is discernment. That's what he says. I'm reading one where it says, when hatred, violence, and murder are in someone's life, they feel they are justified. And everybody else is going to pay the price. Have you been a victim of this? Did you feel defiled? Have you perhaps made a victim of someone else on this bias? The reality of it is, the truth of it is, we probably have. And maybe some of you are dealing with this now. It doesn't justify it. It doesn't justify, you know, whatever they've done, whomever it is. Whether somebody in the faith or somebody outside. I remember Pastor saying this a while ago, nobody is worth you suffering for in your flesh. Nobody is worth you going to hell for whatsoever at all. You wonder why you can't get free. You can't get deliverance. You can't get any type of healing. You can't get any type of peace in your mind, peace in your heart. It's because you will not forgive. And trust me, I know it sounds way easier put in words than it is to actually do it, especially when you get to feeling these things and you get to remembering, you know, the wrong. And, you know, you're looking at that person like, man, that was so foul. Why did you do that? But let us keep in mind, you know, we all have been affected and influenced by evil spirits, all right? We got to remember. We have to remember what we're dealing with here, saints. Got to remember. You must release them so that you can be free, because ultimately you are the one in bondage. You feel these things, all of these things that I just read about. You're going to feel stuff in your body from it. You're going to be hurting from it. You're definitely going to be hurt. You have not done the first work. You have not settled this thing in your heart. Forgive. Another thing we need to do, saints, we need to really check ourselves. Check ourselves and make sure that we are not blinded by spirits that are speaking to us, that are keeping these things going in us, making us see things in a blurred, with a blurred vision. It may not be the fact that this person is intentionally doing you wrong. Maybe these are things that are being said in your ear. Maybe these are things of fears. These are things that you have going on that you need to address. So we gotta free each other. Like, this life here is too short, you know what I mean, saints, to be walking around, to be bitter, walking around with any type of malice in our heart towards one another. You know, we're charged to have fervent charity one to another. Fervent charity. We've all fallen short. We've all made mistakes along the way, you know. It's a sad thing when you have a brother that want another brother to be gone out of the way.
you got to realize this is a soul. This is a soul we're dealing with. It's a wrong when we got a sister that wants to see another sister gone. I want them gone out of my life so I don't have to deal with them. I want them gone out of the faith. You know what I mean? When you at that point, that's a bad spot to be. I mean, there's no compassion there, none whatsoever. You're not even considering your own self. So what's going to happen when you fall, when your day comes? You're going to want somebody to have some compassion on you. You're going to want somebody to be there for you and extend that hand and to forgive. It's so easy for us to forget. But thanks, we all on this journey. We all have to run this race. We got to do it with patience. We got to do it with diligence, you know. That's a bad thing. We want to see our brother or sister gone. We want to see them. Now, if they just constantly, you know what I mean, like just children of hell, children of Belial, just, then that's another story. Then we definitely got to, you know, get busy and warring after that if they just will not change. But just as Pastor mentioned on yesterday, you know, we got things in our past, things that we did that we're not proud of. For the most part, we all are on this journey. We're seeking and we're striving constantly. We're striving to enter in at the straight gate. We have shortcomings, you know what I mean? We have areas in which we're weak. But at the end of the day, we know one thing, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But we also know that we're not sitting here trying to, you know, conjure up just evil and the thoughts of our heart are just evil continually. That's not how we operate here. If you're really here and you're really striving and you're really concerned about your soul, it takes a level of compassion. It takes a level of maturity. Who's going to sit there and be the mature person? Who's going to do it? Who's going to set the example? These are things that we got to really, really consider, saints. And in doing so, considering our own selves first, giving our own selves first, letting go of Yah's people. You're not their judge. Yah is. He's going to deal with it. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Not you. I'm going to make him feel it. I'm going to make him feel how I feel. I'm going to make him know. You didn't already pronounce judgment. You know, I don't have to do nothing. Now you the end all and be all. But just wait till your day come. Just wait till your day come. You're going to want to receive. You're going to want to receive some type of mercy. Glory to the King. I got one other thing, Saint. Hallelujah, Brother Ugly said, I have mercy on me. What matter to take the chance away from someone else to know his mercy? That's right. Yes, sir, indeed. I know it. I've been forgiven much, so I want to, you know what I mean? I want to be able to forgive. I want to be able to extend that. I'm going to tell you the truth, you know. I'm saying these things, but when you're in the midst of this, a situation like this, I'm sure you want it gone. Sure you want to be free from this because you feel like, why am I dealing with these things? You know, number one, it could be a test for you, test your faith, to test, you know what I mean, your patience, your long suffering. You've been forgiven much, huh? You've been forgiven. Absolutely, we got to definitely extend this. Glory to the King. But as I said, I got one more thing. I think y'all get it. Y'all, you know what I mean? This is nothing new. We know these things. But we got to constantly be in prayer to the Father, just for our own selves, our own souls. We definitely need to develop more compassion. That fervent charity is greatly needed in this time, in this hour. It really is, man. We can't just want somebody gone just because they're annoying us, or, you know, that we feel like they are a nuisance or something like that. Give them a shot, you know. At the end of the day, y'all know those that are his, right? He's the one that's gonna deal with, you know, the tares that are amongst the wheat. You know, we got to just maintain, stay in our place. We must stay in our place. Glory to the King. Real quickly here, let me see. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go to a break and I'll come right back. I can show you some water here. I'll take a quick ministry break and then I'll come right back, saints.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom. The King is coming. Hallelujah. Comfort each other with these words. Hallelujah. All right, I pray that the sound is coming, still coming through really good on my end. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. But I wanted to say this real quick. It's like a recap, I guess, from yesterday. On a couple points here, but as it pertains to our health and our well-being, not only our spiritual, but our natural as well. Just as far as taking care of ourselves, as Pastor mentioned on yesterday, how the enemy will use thoughts of the past, of our past experiences, to weigh us down. And he also went on to say that if we decide to live in the past, who will experience a life of depression, condemnation, and grief and sorrow. That's what our bodies are used to. He said we must reprogram our minds, and that's so key. We must reprogram our minds. We got to, filter out all that garbage and mess and constantly keep our eyes on and keep our mind on the promises of Yah and what he says about us, what he thinks about us. This is a real fight, saints. This is a real, real fight and a battle constantly, to keep us weighed down so that we won't produce, so that we won't do the things that Yah has called us to do. Hallelujah. As I was thinking about that from yesterday's message, I also thought about this. As we are very diligent in his ministry and very focused on purging ourselves spiritually, which is very key and vital, I think we need to do the same as well for our natural bodies, our physical bodies, in the natural sense, to purge. I think it's so important to do that as well. And what I'm saying is, it was maybe a couple weeks ago, I woke up one morning and I was feeling really sluggish, feeling really, just really bad. It was a bad feeling. It wasn't good at all. I was thinking, like, wow, man, what in the world going on with me, my body? You know what I mean? Like, the things that we eat, they do affect our minds and things like that. But I feel like we need to be doing that as well, and especially now when we're learning about how we, you know, changing our diet and eating more plant-based diet and, you know, putting off meat as, you know, because it's just, even in the Apocrypha, it talks about it, how a man that's well-nurtured, he don't need a lot of meat. He just don't need it to survive, but a very little is sufficient for him. I'm going to read something from a book here. I thought about this, and let me see. And I read this before, Saints, I have, but it just come to me again. It really has. And I'm saying this, but I'm making changes as well, man. Some serious lifestyle changes. I think it's important for us, though. With the foods and things that's out right now, it's like warfare. You know what I mean? Chemical warfare is trying to desensitize us and keep us from doing the things that we're supposed to do. Because number one, we don't have the strength to do it. We don't have the desire. We're so full of all these chemicals and all these toxins and things that don't promote just a healthy lifestyle, don't promote anything of Yah. They keep us sluggish. They keep us, you know, just trying down physically. I want to read this, and it has to do with cleansing, and it has to do with just purging. We have to strip our bodies down and clean out all the garbage and plaque from our cells that have been accumulating since we were born. Believe it or not, people are still carrying with them the residues of bad food and thoughts from childhood. Yes, our cells regenerate and replace, but the message is passed down through cell generations. So cells have memory. Even people on a healthy raw living food diet need to cleanse, or else even they will end up with different health challenges. Why cleansing is so important, even for healthy raw food, is it's because the body needs to get rid of millions of dead cells every day. Not just food. Dead cells are toxic and need to be removed quickly. About 100 pounds of dead cells are sent to our bowels every year. Without proper cleansing, fiber, and colon cleansing, we accumulate more waste than our bodies can handle. The point that I wanted to make was in the paragraph before that, where it said, yes, our cells regenerate and replace, but the message is passed down through cell generation. It says that, believe it or not, people are still carrying with them the residue of bad foods and thoughts, and bad thoughts from a child. Can you believe that? That's something else, right? When I first read that, I was like blown away by it. And I believe that that's true. That's the reason why we can have some of these bad thoughts, and we have some of these, you know, sometimes we don't feel the best, or we feel defeated, you know what I mean? This stuff has been in us for so long, it's just a part of us. And the point of him, you know, the guy who wrote the book, is saying that we need to cleanse, do cleanses, to cleanse our bodies of these things. And not only that, but once you cleanse, then you make the proper changes as far as your diets and the things that you eat, putting the proper things in. Hallelujah. So, but that's what I wanted to say on that note. Because I thought about that when Pastor mentioned about how, you know, not bringing up things from the past and having them, those thoughts and things affect us in this walk. We need to do a full change and purge and cleanse of these temples. Hallelujah. Why not put the best that we can put inside of them so that they can operate and function properly. Glory to the King. So, I don't know. I believe in that. I believe the things that we take in, they really affect and alter our mind and everything else about our lives. So, I know I've spoken about these things many times before, but it's really, really, I'm driving it home this time. It's serious. Hallelujah. I want to read a couple things, a couple verses here from Psalms, and then pretty much call it. But that's, I know it's, you know, pretty short here, but that's what I said. I said it would be short. Just one thing that I really had just pressing on me, and that's where the route I had to go. I feel like it's not a small matter,
It's real. It's serious. It's something that we need to really consider in our own selves, one another. You know, we gonna go through things in this walk. We gonna definitely step on some toes. Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, we gotta really know our brother and our sister. We gotta be able to separate them from the sins, knowing that we ourselves have sins. We all ourselves fall short. Glory to the King. But we gotta put it in the hands of Yah. Do what we need to do to forgive. I mean, we've been forgiven. So hallelujah. So we must forgive. Let me go ahead and read this. Let me go to Psalms here. 61. This is, hear my cry, O Yah. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. For my heart is overwhelmed. For thou hast led me upon a rock and hast comforted me. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower for my enemies. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will make my refuge the shadow of your wings. For thou, O Yah, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given an inheritance to them that revere thy name. Thou hast added days to the days of the king, and his years as many generations. He shall be established before Yah forever. Mercy and justice shall preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever. When daily I fulfill my vows. Psalm 62 says, my soul waits upon Yah. From him comes my salvation. He only is my Yah and my salvation. He is my great defense. I shall not be moved. How long will you threaten a man so that you may kill him? Like a crumbling wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. But you have thought to cast him down from his excellency. You delight in lies. You bless with your mouths, but curse with your hearts. My soul wait only upon Yah, for my salvation is from him. He only is my Yah and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And Yah is my salvation and my glory. Glory is my strength, my refuge, and my hope. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. Yah is a refuge for us. Surely all untrue men are like vapor. When they are placed in the balance, they are found wanting. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, let not your heart rejoice over them. Yah has said this once, twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto Yah. Also unto thee, O Yahweh, belongs mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. And Psalm 63, O Yah, thou art my Yah, only thee I wait. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, as in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. As in purity, I have seen thee. So may I see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee, will I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be enriched as with cream and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. I remember thee upon my bed, and I meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my helper, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I glory. My soul follows hard after thee. Thy right hand upholds me, but those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword.
there shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in Yah. Every man that swears by him shall glory. But the mouths of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Elder Don here signing off on another edition of Brother's Segment on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged, saints, throughout this week and throughout this season that we're in. Man, I saw with another video, somebody, you know, coming against the ministry and everything. Not that I was even looking for the stuff at all, but it's just, it's obvious, man, what we're dealing with. So we got to keep one another, the entire ministry lifted, keep our shepherds lifted, keep them, you know, covered. I mean, as they go out and come in before us, we got to definitely be warring as well. Spiritually warring and actively warring, actively praying, actively fasting and praying in tongues and our most, building up ourselves in our most holy faith as we are learning and have learned to do so. Let us wage war in that way. Hallelujah, being a strong and mighty host here on this earth, tearing down Satan's kingdom. Hallelujah. Not taking anything from anybody, you know what I mean? That's outside of Israel, at least. Not letting that stuff affect you. These seducers and these liars, it must be so, you know what I mean? They have a job to do, but we also have one to do. And we're not ignorant, though, to Satan's devices. So I want to encourage all of y'all to be encouraged and be there for one another during this time. Be a help, serious help to one another. Glory to the King. Bless you all. And I'll talk to you all soon. Be it the Father's will. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. Bless you, Israel.